Fourth and final shir on Rabbeinu Tam Tfilin. Just to recap what we've discussed up until now, the first shir we discussed how exactly there could have been a machlokas in the first place, how they confused what the Tfilin was at Rashi, was it Rabbeinu Tam. We discussed using archaeological proof and evidence to prove whether it was Rabbeinu Tam versus Rashi. That was the first topic. And then we discussed in the second shir about how we paskin. We had the Gra who wasn't really interested in Rabbeinu Tam. He wasn't interested in seeking Olam Haba, whatever that meant exactly. And then we said that the Shulchan Aruch was concerned of being Yotzei all the Shitas, so be Safek, we wear Rabbeinu Tam. And the Rizal says, B'tars Vadai, Elu Ve'elu, Divrei Elokim Chaim, you should wear both them because they both are correct. And then last week we discussed at what point in Tefillah or after Tefillah one should change to Rabbeinu Tam during Chazar Sashatz, Aval Tzion, afterwards what one should say. So this final shir we're going to discuss about putting on the shalyad and sharosh, making interruptions in between, and then we're going to go into other days when one should wear that versus chol hamoed, Tisha B'av, Avelus, and some other last, if we have time, a few other last halachas. Next week, I think I'm going to give a shir in Hanukkah. That's my plan. And then the two Sundays following, which are both Hanukkahs, we're not going to have shir. Weinberger also not giving shir for those two Sundays. And then Asar B'Teves, we're working on having maybe a special program, which is the week after Hanukkah. I'll keep you posted on all of that. And then I want to go into Hilchos Ribbis for a few weeks, and maybe even some Hilchos Nida for Shovim. Not sure exactly, but that's the schedule moving forward. So let's begin. Number one, the Chida writes, he quotes it in the Tshuva here. Number one, Af She'eno Mevarech Ala Tefillin Shel Rabbeinu Tam, even though we don't say bracha on wearing tefillin, Yizahir Shelo Yafsik, one should be very, very careful not to make any interruptions between Tefillah Shel Yad and Tefillah Shel Rosh. While putting them on, there should not be any hefsek, not in learning, not in answering Amen, not in nothing at all. There should be no hefsek at all. So the question is, where does the Chida get this idea of not being mafsik between the Tefillah Shel Yad and Tefillah Shel Rosh? So the Shulchan Aruch writes in number two, Hilchos Tefillin, Aser lahafsik b'dibur bein tefillah shayad l'tefillah sharosh. It's aser to make any interruptions. V'im hifsik, if one does make an interruption, mivarech al sharosh. So we know, how did the Sfarim paskin? What brachas do you guys say in tefillin? They say one bracha just on both of them. But if they are mafsik in between, so then they would have to say a bracha on the sharosh al mitzvahs tefillin. And then the Ramah says, according to Lididan, our way, most of us here who are Ashkenazim, the noagin levarich shte brachas af im lo hipsik. We always say two brachas. Tzarech lach sur levarich al sharosh laniach gam al mitzvos. Al mitzvos tefillin. If one is mafsik after putting a shayad on, and then he speaks to some other interruption, he would have to say two brachas, repeat the first bracha again, and then say two brachas on the sharosh. So that's the Ramah says, you have to repeat the bracha for being mafsik in between. So it comes along the Magen Avraham and he writes number three. However, in Chol HaMoed, below bracha, where we don't say bracha on the tefillin of Chol HaMoed, for those who wear, Rashai Lanos, you are allowed to answer Amen and Kaddish and Kedusha and everything. Deleka Yisur Bazeh Ela Mishum Shegorim Bracha. What's the reason in general you are not allowed to interrupt between the tefillah Shayad and tefillah Sharosh? What's the reason? Because now you have to say a new bracha, right? For the Svardim, they said one bracha, and then they were mafsik, they put shayad on. They tied the shayad, and then they interrupted. They said amen, they said something else. Now they have to say another bracha on the sharosh. For the Ashkenazim, we said one bracha, laniach tefillin, and then we speak, so they have to repeat laniach tefillin along with al mitzvah tefillin when you put sharosh. So it's Chabad also, okay. So we have to, so there's goes, because you're mafsik.
The Gronik's also one bracha.
What?
The Gronik's also
oh, yeah?
One bracha.
Okay. So the Ashkenazim here. Yeah, if you interrupt, if you speak in between, if you interrupt between Shalyad and Sharosh, you have to repeat a bracha.
So what? Is the Sharosh an interruption?
No, that's part of it. Oh. Interruptions, Amen, or some other speech. So if one does make an interruption, what's the problem with the interruption? It causes a bracha, an extra bracha, not a bracha latala, but a bracha shenat shicha. It's an unnecessary bracha. So that's the reason why you can't be mafsik. So in a situation where you aren't saying bracha, such as Chol HaMoed, there's no concern of repeating a bracha. So one would be allowed to speak in between putting on tefillin, lefi shitas Magen Avraham. Yeah.
The only reason for hefsek is because of the bracha?
According to the Magen Avraham, yes. You have another suggestion?
No.
Ah. No, it's such a...
I never understood yeah. that way. So it's whether it's one mitzvah.
Ah, so that's the next mahalach. That's the other approach. But according to the Magen Avraham, his only concern is because it's going to create a bracha, shein etzricha. Now the Tshumas HaDeshen, which is one of the later Rishonim, he, as I say this often when I quote the Tshumas HaDeshen, he asked his questions to himself. He wasn't asked, and he was asked, but his tshuvas was writing his own questions to himself. So he had they're following a discussion. He wanted to know about making a hefsek in between saying the brachas, rather between putting on tefillin. So he writes, number four, that nira dafilu she'ein mevarchin, I'm reading the bold, afilu she'ein mevarchin, even those who don't say a bracha, aser lahen ledaber, even if you don't say a bracha, it's aser to speak ula siach, to have any hesach adas, bein tefillin letefillin. How does he know this? So he quotes the Gemara in Sota, daf mem dal rebeis, sach, I should have bolded that, the sach, you speak, bein tefillin letefillin avera hi biyado. There's an avera, and v'chozer l'alea me'orche mechama. What does it mean, chozer l'alea me'orche mechama? Anybody know what that means? What's it reference to?
You consider yourself an avari, you're running away from war.
You're scared that you have an avera. So even the avera is so small as speaking in between the tefillin, that's enough avera to give you a good enough reason to get back home and not fight in the war. So that's a serious thing. So that's his raya that you can't speak. Ve'ein atam, says the Chumash Hadashin, mishum mevi atmo lebracha shein tzrichalo. It's not only because you're making a bracha shein tzricha, ela below ze yesh avera lahasiach. He doesn't say why. But without that, there's an avera to speak. What's the avera? If it's not bracha shein tzricha, what's the avera? So, the Baal HaMor explains further, number five, he says, afa pisha shtei mitzvos hein, even though they're two different mitzvahs, kevin dechsibahu, since the pasuk says, b'tfilin shayad v'sharosh v'hayu, le'ol sayadechel, zikron b'nei necha, v'tzarech zechira, shetehei take off tfila shel rosh le tfila shel yad. The pasuk indicates, even though they're two separate mitzvahs, but the pasuk combines them together, merges the two mitzvahs, there has to be this connection between the two. Kidei shetehei havaya achas l'shem. You have to put them on with one action. The shel yad immediately followed by the shel rosh. Vim, I'm reading further in the Baal HaMor, Vim esiach daito, v'hiflik b'dvarim b'neim, if you speak, if you lose concentration, avera hi biyado, it's an avera. So what you're saying, not because of Baruch Hashem and Tzricha, what the Rishonim are telling us here, the Magen Ramos and Achronim, but what in the Rishonim, the Baal HaMor, and the Chumash Hadashim, you're making an interruption between two different mitzvahs that are connected to each other. And that's the difficulty. So therefore, even on Chol HaMoed, when there is no bracha, and there is no concern of bracha she'ena tzricha, so one should still not speak because you're interrupting between these two different mitzvahs, or these two mitzvahs that are really one. So now the Bechor Shur takes this discussion and brings this to our discussion of Rabbeinu Tam. So I brought everyone's wanted the biography about who he was exactly, Rav Alexander Sender ben Ephraim Zalman Shur. So the Bechor Shur writes, in the end of number six, Dasir hefsek la mishum bracha. The iser is not because of a bracha. Jumping down a line, kevin de manichin tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam mishum sveika. We only wear it because of a suffix. He assumes like the mechaber. We wear Rabbeinu Tam because we don't know who's the right one, Rashi versus Rabbeinu Tam. Since it's only because of a sveika, dilma ha'ikr kain. Maybe Rabbeinu Tam is really the right one. Im kain karinan behu sach bein tefila la tefila, and it's aser. Even if you don't, we don't paskin, we don't say a bracha on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, right? No one does. I don't think, Sfarim don't say either. Even if you assume like that Rizal, I don't think they say a bracha on Rabbeinu Tam. So still nonetheless, paskin's a Bechor Shur, one should not speak in between, because it's not an issue of the bracha, it's an issue of making an interruption between the mitzvah of tefillin shayad and the tefillin shirosh. Just like the Baal HaMor said by Chol HaMoed. And the Chumash Hadashin said by Chol HaMoed, you can't interrupt between the yad and rosh, so through Rabbeinu Tam you cannot interrupt. Yes.
Why don't we?
Because poskim paskin like Rashi. We're just trying to be yotzei this shita, this das yachid, or not really das yachid, but it's viewed as a das yachid. We're not going to say bracha on a suffik brachas lahakel, suffik mitzvah deraisa will be lechumra. But to say bracha, we wouldn't go so far. Once they paskin a certain way, like Rashi, so we're not going to say bracha on another.
Somebody puts on film later in the day. Rashi told me to make a bracha again.
No.
They don't.
No.
This is only once a day. But
by
duchening, you do make
them. Each time you do the duchening, it's a mitzvah each time you do it. But Rabbeinu Tam might not be a mitzvah. It might be nothing. According to the way we paskin, Rashi is the right tefillin. Rabbeinu Tam is a suffik.
Yes, then Rashi is second or third time.
Oh, Rashi? I thought you said Rabbeinu
Tam. Rashi later in the day.
Oh, Rashi later. Rashi would say later in the day.
You do.
Yeah, Rashi would say it. You go to the bathroom in between, you come back, you'd have to say bracha again. Yeah.
Well, if you're going to bathroom and you come back, there's a whole, there's a suffix that you put on altogether, or you put on a second time at all. Well, it depends where you are in davening. But
No. But, if you are putting them back on, you should say new bracha after you've went to the bathroom.
That's a hadas.
Yeah.
So according to the Ramah, I understand why the Ramah would say it's two separate mitzvos and there's two separate brachos. I understand the concept. Why is there baruch shem? I never understood that.
Another discussion. Shimmy.
Why wouldn't it be a problem of speaking just because it's like a bizayon for the kedusha of the tefillin, like the to be mesiyat das? Why? Why are we focused only on the bracha as opposed to the
kedushas? Well, the Baal HaMor is not focused on the bracha. His concern is that there's a hefsek in between the two mitzvahs coming together. Not out to the kedusha, just the performance of the mitzvah should be one. I don't see where there's a model where we find that speaking would be an issue of the bizayon to the kedusha of the tefillin, though.
No.
It's...
No, it is brought down, I think, in Shacharim, that sichas chulin...
No, that's a different point. That's about wearing, while you're wearing, not to speak. That's another inyan. But let's say you're answering Amen. There's no sichas chulin in Amen. That's a davar shebe kedusha. There's no concern of saying Amen kedusha, else kedusha, but you still can't interrupt because it's mesiach daito. Yeah.
There are other sages where you make a bracha. Take the Amen, make a bracha.
Oh, so that's a whole other discussion. The Gemara in Beita says, because minigav asin biyodeinu. But the Gemara and Shabbos talk about Safek, you know, other inyanim about that, but that's a special case of Yantav Sheni. Typically, the klal is Safek Brachos Lahakel. That's why, in light of what I spoke about Friday night, the Sheva Brachos on Sunday, in light of the Sheva Brachos, we're still, today's the last day of Sheva Brachos for the Weinbergers and Kleins. So that whole discussion that I had, that we paskin in the end of the day, that the Shaila was whether you go Meish Leis. If the wedding took place, let's say, at 2 o'clock Sunday, it carries till the next Sunday, 2 o'clock, according to the Magen Avraham. We paskin that you do not say Sheva Brachos that Sunday morning because since it's a machlokas, whether it goes Meis Leis or Mixas Yom Kikulo, everybody paskins you don't do Sheva Brachos on the eighth day because Savek Brachos Lahakil. But that being said, the Mishnah Berurah says regarding Tachanun, we do allow Tachanun to go Meis Leis until 2 o'clock the next morning because Savek Tachanun also is Lahakil. So that's how Mishnah Berurah paskins. So we do have that call Savek Brachos Lahakil. Ah, very good. So I wasn't going to discuss this, but some poskim talk about when you have the bracha on the Rashi, you should try to have in mind Rabbeinu Tam. And even though Rabbeinu Tam is going to be much later in davening or after davening, the idea would be to have that in mind. Very good. Exactly. No talking, no nothing.
No davening.
Right, no davening, right? Okay. Let's move now to the top of page number 2, the Tshuvas Rav Palam, number 7. So he says... He's talking about wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And he writes in the bold, Aval yachol la'anos kaddish v'kedusha kevin de'belav hachi einam b'varach. So he has some pshara here. He says, you can't speak anything. You can't speak sichas chulin, but something that's related to kaddish, the amens, and yeshmei rabba, and davar shebekedusha, all those things, baruch hu, that you are allowed to say since there isn't a bracha. V'dafka, he says, kiddush v'kedusha shehu... When there's a chiv to respond when it comes to Baruch Hu and Kedusha and Kaddish, when there's a chiv to respond, then there's room to be makeh. But when there is no chiv, speaking, or Baruch Hu Rachshma, we'll see in just a moment, where there is no chiv necessarily, then one would not be allowed to interrupt between the tefillin when wearing it on Chol HaMoed. But then he quotes from some sefer, I don't know what the sefer is, Sifro Kesher Godel. He says,
oh,
it's Chidah also, yeah? Okay. He says, "Mashma delo psikale din de kaddish kedusha." Not so clear. It's not so clear that you're allowed to interrupt even for kedusha and kaddish. So when you're putting on, this is referring to Chol HaMoed right now, not Rabbeinu Tam, but the same din would seemingly apply. When it comes to putting on tefillin and Chol HaMoed, one should be very, very careful not to answer anything. These are 2 days that's brought down here in the Tshuva. So it says in the Shibru number 8, "La nosi mahim." He writes, "Vim pasak vana amen yeshmei rabba o kedusha o baruchu." If you do respond. Oshana Amen al Aza Bracha Shashama. You answer Amen. Chozer Mivarch, you would have to say a new bracha. So if you put on Tefillin Shayad, and then you answer Davar Shebe Kedusha, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, you have to say a new bracha, two brachas then on the Sharosh. Vain Beber Halachi writes, with regards to Chol HaMoed, says the Mishnah Berurah, Ohem Meniach Tefillin, the Rabbeinu Tam, where there are no brachas, Uchayotze Shemeniach Bli Bracha, or any other circumstance where you wouldn't say a bracha. Yesh lahakel ulahafsik ulanias amen yeshmei rabba ukedusha ubarchu v'amen. There is room to be mekel. So the Chavetz Chaim paskins lakula that if you're putting on tefillin where there's no bracha being said, you can you not that you have to, but you, there's room to be mekel and to answer yeshmei rabba kedusha barchu and amen. Ach, what he suggests is achar ze achakach yaziz Hashem hashayad mimekomo Kodim she'aniach ha'sharosh k'dei she'yehe havaya achas l'shneim. He's dealing with both these concerns. So he says that when you put shayad on, and then you hear davar shebe kedusha, so you put everything, and then you say amen, you say kadosh, whatever it is, and then right before you do sharosh, move around the shayad a little bit, and then immediately do the sharosh. This way you have some connection between the shayad and the sharosh. But he says one is allowed to, again, answer amen and kedusha and so on during the shayad and sharosh.
Should you?
He says, Yesh lahakel. He says, Yesh lahakel. So what should you do? So when it comes to Rav Weinberger, says when he puts tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam on during Chazar Tashatz, which he agrees one shouldn't do that, but in his circumstance, since he doesn't have time afterwards, he does do it. He relies on certain posts that allow for it. But at the same time, the Mishnah Berurah is very concerned when you change Rabbeinu Tam during Chazar Tashatz, you're not going to pay attention. So he's makbid too to answer Amen while putting on Rabbeinu Tam. He is mafsik. Based on this Mishnah Berurah where it says Yesh lahakel, one's allowed to, he relies on the Mishnah Berurah that you're allowed to. Since he's doing during Chazar Tashatz to deal with the Mishnah Berurah's other concern about not paying attention to Chazar Tashatz, so he's relying on these two kulas. Again, changing Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin during Chazar Tashatz and also answering Amen in between the Shalyad and the Sharosh.
If you were doomed by Rashi, would you...
Rashi, you cannot. Rashi, you're not allowed to. If you do interrupt, even with an Amen or a Baruch Hu, you would have to say Nubracha, two Brachas then on the Sharosh.
You say even an eye movement, no?
You should eliminate it. That wouldn't be considered Hefzik, but you should try to avoid everything, but that wouldn't be considered Hefzik to cause a Nubracha.
Okay, so what do you do if you're putting on Tefillin in the same Kedusha? Do you
just stop? Stop. You just stop. But you don't answer.
Baruch doesn't say.
We'll get to Baruch Baruch Shema. He doesn't say that. The Sefer talks about Baruch Baruch Shema. I don't have it here in front of you guys, but I'm going to read it in just a moment. Yes, Shimei.
No, fine.
Now, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch Harav, number 9, so he writes in the bold of Al Mikol Makom Mutter La'anos Kaddish Ukedushu Baruch Va'amein Al Kol Abrachos Bein Tefillin Shayad Al Tefillin Sharosh B'Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam Obachal Amoed. So he also says that one's allowed to, it's mutter, to answer all these things between the Shayad and Sharosh of Rabbeinu Tam or Chol HaMoed where no bracha is being said. So that's how the post can say it's mutter. It's mutter to do this. One's allowed to, one could also not if he chooses not to. So now regarding Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo and this Sefer, this very nice Sefer that really has a leakage of this, all these halachas of Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. So he addresses the question, can one say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo while putting on Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin, or even putting on Tefillin on Chol HaMoed?
Would I ask one question?
Yes.
Is it just between the Shayad and the Sharosh, or is it also while you're putting on the strap?
Only between the Shayad and Sharosh. So once you put that on, and if you're wrapping...
Sometimes when you're wrapping, you hear the bracha.
So that's considered part of this process. And you put Sharosh on, everything's done. When you're finishing the hand, then you're allowed to already answer at that point. Once the two batim are on, everything's done. Okay. Now so what he writes here is he says Ein lahafsik bein tefillin shayad letefillin sharosh bichdei lomar baruchu baruch shemo al birchas baruchas sheshameh. One should not answer baruchu baruch shemo, but he does write to mikol makom tov lehaher bilibo tevos elu. One should try to have in mind and concentrate on these words, but he shouldn't actually say them. And he quotes a bunch of tshuvas down here who discuss this. Then he says, Mutter lahafsik bein tefillin shayad letefillin sharosh de Rabbeinu Tam bichdei lomar modim dirabanan. That's also a very important thing to say, modim dirabanan. So that one, even though it's not davar shebe kedusha, it's something he adds on here, quoting from again a number of different tshuvos that one can say Rabbeinu modim dirabanan during the putting on the tefillin. Okay. Now let's discuss one interesting aspect of sichas chulin, a very interesting statement brought down the Chachma Shlomo. Anybody know who the Chachma Shlomo was? Of Shlomo Kluger. Supposedly he's been recording history of having the most svarim ever written. He had tons of svarim written, that's what they say. So he says the following. Number 11. Kasvu amukubalim de Rabbeinu Tam mutter lasuach behem sichas chulin mikoach de kedoshim v'yoser v'ein davar tamei nitpas behem. So he wasn't. So this is not talking about, by the way, not a hefsek. And we're moving on now, different topic. He's wearing Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin, and he quotes from the Mekubalim. And I'm not sure if he was versed in it or not. He certainly has a lot of pilpul. Most of the stuff we have is all pilpul. So he said he heard from the Mekubalim that you're allowed to speak anything you want, Rabbeinu Tam, because it's Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin is so kadosh, it's protected from any davar tamei. So that's the Rav Shlomo Kluger's understanding. But they bring down here in the Sefer that all the Mekubalim say that this is not recorded anywhere. No one actually writes this. at all. And one should certainly be very, very careful not to speak Sichas Chulin while wearing Rabbeinu Tam at all. Even though it might be very Davish Kedusha, more Kadosh and Rashi, Lefi, the Zohar, and the Rizal, one certainly should not speak Sichas Chulin while wearing them. That you have to wear? No, I'm not sure if you have to, but those who paskin like it, according to that Rizal, and the Zohar who hold that it is higher, so they hold it higher, but it doesn't mean he himself does. So those who wear Rabbeinu Tam, so be aware that it's a higher type of Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. What he personally did, I don't know, but that's not the point he's trying to say. He's just saying in that world of those who wear it, so then one can speak Sichas Chulin. Oh, that's if you hold your Shemaim. If you hold like the Mechaber, then only your Shemaim. But if you hold like the Arizal, then everyone should wear it. Okay. Now let's talk. We spoke about, I think we mentioned a couple of times already, whether or not one should wear Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So we said there's a very small amount of people who would actually wear it, because those who usually wear Rabbeinu Tam are not generally wearing Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Hasidim don't wear Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Svardim don't wear it either on Chol HaMoed. So those are the ones who are, for the most part, not wearing any Tefillin, so certainly they're not going to wear Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. So the question is, those Ashkenazim who took upon themselves to be Yerushalayim and wear the Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin, should they be wearing Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin on Chol HaMoed? So the Shulchan Aruch writes in number 13, this is the din of Chol HaMoed in general wearing Tefillin. He says, B'chol HaMoed gam kein osu laniach Tefillin me'atam hazeh ba'atmo. As we know, because she'imeah Chol HaMoed gam heim os, it's an os, so you don't need the os of Tefillin. So the Mechaber paskins not to wear Tefillin on Chol HaMoed, but the Ramah writes, V'yeshomim, there are those who say, She'chol HaMoed chayiv b'tefillin, you have to wear Tefillin on Chol HaMoed, and that's how most Ashkenazim paskin. So now, in the world of the Ashkenazim, what about wearing Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin? So says the Prima Gadim, on the top of page number 3 now. B'yir Tefillin the Rabbeinu Tam, ein lahanicham b'chol HaMoed, one should not wear Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Why? Ki HaZohar, what's the reason why that we don't wear, those who don't wear, why don't they wear Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin on, rather, why don't they wear Tefillin at all on Chol HaMoed? Because the Zohar is maflig be'onesh v'dvai b'tefillin derashi. Right, the Zohar goes great length how dangerous it is to wear Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So because of that, it's enough for us to enter that danger just wearing Rashi alone. This is the Prima Gadin speaking. V'svek sveka namu. It's also svek sveka. Why? Shema halacha Chol HaMoed pater. Maybe you shouldn't wear Tefillin at all on Chol HaMoed. And even if you do wear Tefillin on Chol HaMoed, Shema halacha k'rashi, not like Rabbeinu Tam. So therefore, because of svek sveka and because of the onesh from the Zohar, Prima Gadin paskins, one should not wear Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. But there is a machlokas, of course. Shuvah Shol Meshiv writes, this is Rav Yosef Shol Nathanson. So he writes as follows. Go down to the middle of the paragraph in the bold. He says, Mehagam mitzvah tefillin b'chol HaMoed, chas v'shalom l'akor mitzvah asei li'ish asher yisyaled al birkei hashkenazim. Chas v'shalom, a person who grew up in a family of Ashkenazim. Chas v'shalom, that he should not wear tefillin during Chol HaMoed. That's his minhag, he must do this. In fact, it's Rav Shechter, and I think Rav Soloveitchik also passing this way. If you go to Eretz Yisrael, and the second day Yontif, so they would put tefillin on in their room by the Betzina. So second day Yontif, it's some quasi Yontif, Sheni, Yontif, Chol HaMoed. So in davening, they daven without tefillin, but when they'd go back to their hotel room, wherever they're staying, they would wear tefillin to be, because chas v'shalom, that you would miss a day of tefillin. And same thing at the end, the second day Yontif at the end of Pesach, the end of Sukkot, also they would wear tefillin when they're in Eretz Yisrael just to be Yotzei the Shita, because chas v'shalom to miss one day. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says how bad it is. A person who misses tefillin even one day, it's true. Is that? But from our perspective, even Chol HaMoed, I shouldn't just say our. I don't wear tefillin Chol HaMoed. But those Ashkenazim who do wear
very few
tefillin, right? So, anyways, he writes. So therefore, ani meiniach gam tefillin shel Rabbeinu Tam. I also wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Af she prima gadim mifakbek bazeh. He was very unsure about this. Mishum svek sveka v'lo yadati asafek shel. I don't get his suffix at all. The whole l'shitas Rabbeinu Tam hat tefillin to Rashi psulin. It's not really a svek sveka. You have the same question. Why should you wear Rashi? Maybe Rashi's wrong. So it's a suffix whether it's Chol HaMoed you wear tefillin at all, and suffix whether even Rashi's correct or not. So from Rabbeinu Tam's perspective, you haven't accomplished anything by wearing Rashi. So he says one should wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin on Chol HaMoed, and that's what he did. V'afilu l'fi mashiv kosu ha-mekubalim. D'shnei tefillin yesh lehem yisod al, according to the Arizal and the Zohar, that there's a deep sod here in wearing both. Al kopanim ein litchos tefillin sherabbeinu tam bezer. Even greater, Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam are greater than Tefillin of Rashi. Therefore, he would wear Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. How would he paskin? I don't know. From what you guys are telling me, I don't wear Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin just yet. But from what you guys are telling me, I would imagine that it seems that those people do not wear Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Anybody know if that's true or not? What the custom is? We don't know. Okay. Yes.
Rav had mentioned last week or the week before that on Chol HaMoed that Ashkenazim wear but don't make a bracha.
Correct.
So why in number 13 with the Shulchan Aruch on the Haggah he mentions b'chen nohagim b'chol ha'zilos elu l'hanicham b'cholam l'varach aleihem elah she'en v'rach aleihem b'chol ram v'deknazit elah.
Yeah. Tzatzer HaMashita, I believe the Mishnah Berurah there comments that we do not say bracha. I think he writes that there.
The Minhag around it anyway doesn't make sense. I mean, if you look at Shul Chol HaMoed,
I'm saying, if you don't wear, I'm saying those who do wear tefillin, those Ashkenazim who do they also, and they also happen to wear Rabbeinu Tam in general, would they wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin?
It must be that a lot of the people who aren't from Eastern Europe are also not wearing tefillin for some reason.
Right. It's because it's easier.
Yeah.
Okay, so then the Mishnah Berurah paskin to number 16, though, he does say, which is probably how we paskin, I guess the minhag is probably like this, that tefillin, the Rabbeinu Tam, ain lanichim b'chol hamoed, one should not wear them on Chol HaMoed, which again, I would imagine, is the practice for those Ashkenazim who do wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin in general. What about Rosh Chodesh? What do you do Rosh Chodesh? So Prima Gadim talks about wearing tefillin, Rabbeinu Tam, and Rosh Chodesh. He says in the end of number 17, u'mikol makom ha'manichim in tefillin, the Rabbeinu Tam, im noeg lahasir kodim uval tzion, acher chazar sashatz, chazar sefer Torah, really, beheichal. If your custom in general is to put on Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin after the Sefer Torah goes away, so then miyad yesh lo lanicham b'bosapam. So the moment they put the Sefer Torah back, then you should quickly put Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin on. This way you have it for Ashrei Nuval Tzion. And then you're yotzei Rabbeinu Tam. Im lav, if your minag is not that way, rather to put it after all of davening's over, so yanicham acher tefillas musaf. What's the custom? We take off Rashi right before musaf, and then we daven without tefillin. Now, the reason why we don't wear tefillin is because we say keser. That only makes sense if you're nesach svard. If you're nesach ashkenaz, we don't say keser. But fine. Everyone has the minog anyways to take off tefillin shirashi prior to musaf. Kien zeirak minog lechaltzim b'shas tefillas musaf. It's only a minog. Therefore, acharkach, after you finish tefillas musaf, then that's the point one should wear Rabbeinu Tam on Rosh Chodesh. So I don't know what people do here in the shul, those who wear.
They probably change in the Rikha Zoras of Shatz and Shachris and take off Rabbeinu Tam before Musaf.
I guess that's what they do,
they're all doing.
Okay. There's no time to get it in between.
And by the way, you
for Halal. The Makbet Tadaf could do it that way.
And by the way, in Nusach Svar, there is no time between Hachzara, Sefer Torah, and Musaf. We say
that's true.
Before Chazara.
That's true also. So there's no time. You can take it off. The problem is you can't take it off while the Sefer Torah is out. That's another issue. When the Sefer Torah is out, you cannot take off tefillin. That's it's a bizayon to the tefillin. It's brought down Shulchan Aruch. If you turn your body away, then there are some heterim about removing Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. But it seems very difficult. So the only way to wear Rabbeinu Tam if you're davening to Nusach Svar is either during Chazar Tashatz, prior to Halal, or you wait till after all of davening is over if you have time and wear it at that point. Okay, what about Tisha B'Av? So we discussed Tisha B'Av last week a little bit. So the Prima Gadim talks about Tisha B'Av, and he says that the custom is that one should put them on, both Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, in Mincha. So what do you say, what's the minhag to do? They do it. They wear it for davening, and then Chazar Tashatz, they put on. Okay.
Is that a problem if it's after Shkia?
We'll discuss Bein HaShemashos, that certainly is an issue. Yeah, we'll get to that. Now let's discuss it now since you brought it up. Because oftentimes, certainly in the shul here, they daven close to Shkia, Mincha time, so I don't know exactly the timing, but by the time Kedusha comes around, many times we were past Shkia, it's very, very close. So then are you allowed to wear tefillin during Bein HaShemashos? So this is a shaila in general, wearing Rashi or Bein HaTam during Bein HaShemashos. So I didn't bring it in the Mar Makomos here, but it's a discussion he brings over here in the end of the Sefer. He says, regarding wearing Rashi, the person, let's say, didn't wear Mishe Lohi Niach Tefillin Sharashi Kol Hayom. Whatever reason, he forgot to, he's busy, he couldn't wear Tefillin Rashi yet. Ukfar Nase Bein HaShemashos. Now, it's Shkia. Then you're allowed to use it. Not allowed to, you have to, you must wear tefillin, even though it's after Shkia, if he hasn't worn it yet. This is based on a Prima Gadim. Now, Misha Darcho laniach b'choyom gam tefillin derabbeinu tam, v'lo heniach ad shenase bein hashmashos, then yaniach az tefillin derabbeinu tam. So he paskins that one should have to, quote some tshuvas down here, that one would have to wear rabbeinu tam tefillin after shkia. Even though in general we say not to, if you haven't fulfilled the obligation yet, one would have to put on rabbeinu tam tefillin even at that point. Now, it would seem that it might depend on how you took upon this minug in the first place. Let's say you're wearing rabbeinu tam tefillin, and I'm just speaking out what I'm thinking. I don't know if it's brought down tshuvas at all. If you wear rabbeinu tam tefillin because you paskin, that's b'taras vaday, like the Arizal, and there's a real chiyuv, so this would make a lot of sense to me. If you're wearing just to be yotzei, a suffix of yotzei, all the different shitas, then it would be more challenging to wear rabbeinu tam tefillin after b'nei shmashos, where there's more concerns of wearing tefillin at nighttime. Then it would be more difficult to explain how you could wear a rabbeinu tam tefillin if you're only doing it to be yotzei the suffix. So, again, I didn't discuss it with anybody. I'm just talking out loud what are some of my thoughts on this topic. Now, also, this gets into another discussion. When a person does initially take upon himself to wear a rabbeinu tam tefillin, he should say it b'li neder. B'li neder because, let's say you want to stop one day, or let's say you forget one day. So this way you're not subject to this chi of neder, you're too busy, you're rushing, and you don't get a chance to wear that day. So since it was bli neder, so then one didn't violate any issue of nedarim. So if you took it b'toras bli neder, I would imagine also that maybe one shouldn't wear tefillin rabbeinu tam after b'nei shmashos, because you're doing this out just as a chumrah. Not b'toras neder, not b'toras chiv. So I would imagine, again, I'm not passing, I'm just saying some of my thoughts on this, I would imagine there's room to say that one should not wear after shkia if it's only b'toras bli neder.
Put yourself into that situation.
Oh, that's possible. That's the way around. It's go to an early minion whereby you could...
When you have the options.
Now, I imagine another possibility is after chatzot, so you can wear tefillin. So wear rabbeinu tam tefillin earlier in the day and then get it before you go to shul. That would be another way around that issue, I would imagine.
So, I was thinking about that. Getting back to the brachas, if you put on rabbeinu tam tefillin first,
Right. So we discussed last week that there is an adaya that says you should say the bracha, put on rabbeinu tam, and immediately change it afterwards. So we don't pass in that way, but it's suggested by, I think Levush suggested that way. But if one does wear rabbeinu tam prior to Rashi, I don't think you would say bracha if it's not immediately followed by Rashi. At 1:30, you put on rabbeinu tam tefillin, you wear it, say, a few parshios, and then Rashi 4 hours later. So I don't think you would say bracha in that case.
Yeah. If you take on the mitzvah of rabbeinu tam, and yet your action, you're doing it continually, but your action shows that you're doing it.
It does not. Once you say at the beginning, below bli nether, then no matter how many times you've done it, it's not considered a nether. So for example, for me, I keep Rabbeinu Tam Shabbos, 72 minutes. When I took that upon myself, I said bli nether. So certain circumstances, I need to run back home earlier or something else, so it's not, I don't need to take a tar sadarm. I haven't violated a nether. Anytime a person takes upon himself a chumrah, once you say bli neder in the beginning, so then it works. Now it's good still nonetheless, every year hataras nedarim, you should still state again, just to be safe, that I'm doing hataras nedarim, I'm having in mind the chumrah of Rabbeinu Tam, I'm having the chumrah, whatever chumrah you take upon yourself, you should really articulate that to the Beis Din in order to maintain it as such a way as not considered a neder. Now on this topic of taking upon yourself something that even is, let's say, b'toras neder, let's say you have a minhag to not do something. Let's say there's a certain circumstance, barai, you have to violate that. So I'll give you an example for myself. I'm probably getting myself in trouble by saying this out loud right now, but I tried b'toras chumrah for many, many years not to rely on any eruv. Not the five towns eruv, but a string eruv. It's a chumrah, the svardim, the mechaber. There's such an inyan, there's a whole other discussion we'll save for another time. So I try not to carry around a string eruv. So one time I had to go somewhere for Shabbos where I had to carry on Shabbos. I couldn't get around it. So what do you do?
You had to carry where there was an eruv.
So I had to carry. So the question is, then the question is that...
No. I want to make sure it was clear.
It's enough that... So do I have to do a taras nedarim to undo that neder? For 10 years I've been not carrying, even though there's an eruv, chumrah, not to rely on the string eruv. So there is a... a Dagum Ravava, I think it is, on the side of the Hilchos Nedarim in Shulchan Aruch, he says that even though this person took upon himself a neder, b'derech harai, a person could violate that neder. If it happens, it's a, you know, extreme circumstance, or not even extreme, but once in a while he can't hold by that neder, he's allowed to lichachila and not have to do a taras nedarim. That's in general. So a person does, let's say, take upon himself to wear Rabbeinu Tam b'toras neder, he wants it as a neder for whatever reason, so then if something happens in a very unlikely circumstance, it would not be considered a violation of that neder if it happens b'derech harai. Okay, where do we get to now? I lost track here. Avelos. Let's discuss Avelos. And we'll stop here after this. The last few sources in the end of page number 4, Shulchan Aruch writes in number 20, an Avel b'yom rishon asel aniach tefillin, an Avel doesn't wear tefillin on the first day, mikan ve'elachai, but after that point he's chayv to wear afilu bo parm chadash. So based on the discussion in Maseches Markatan, so says the Shari Tshuva, number 21, she'ein laniach tefillin d'Rabbeinu Tam, he says that person, even though he wears Rashi tefillin during Tishrei B'Av, didn't mean to bold that one. During the Avelus, even though a person does wear tefillin Rashi, he does not wear tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. But the Birka Yosef, the Chida, says in number 22, Abba Ra'isi, the Mofes Ador HaMekubal HaMufla Kadosh Yomar Lo Kamram Shalom. Who's that? We know who that is, Aaron? Okay. Sheniach tefillin Rabbeinu Tam b'mei Avelus. He would wear tefillin during Avelus. Rabbeinu Tam tefillin during Avelus. I don't know how we pass him regarding this, but this is a machlokus we find in the Achronim. Okay, so I think we covered everything we needed to cover. A few other points, I guess I'll mention now, since we have a couple of minutes here, that when one has tefillin Rabbeinu Tam, they have to make sure that they are separate bags. You can't confuse the two of them. That's one very important halacha. Also, it's a custom that when a person wears Rabbeinu Tam, he covers the tefillin shel Rashi, as not to be mevaze the tefillin of Rashi. And if a person, let's say, accidentally takes out Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, when he's supposed to be putting on Rashi tefillin, he should put it back quickly and wear Rashi, even though we have the concept of Ein Mavirin Ela Mitzvos, still, nonetheless, Rashi has to come first. So if you accidentally did take out Rabbeinu Tam, you should quickly put it back and then take out Rashi. So I think it pretty much covers most of the topics we need to know. And next week in Mirtz Hashem, we're going to have, I think, a shiur on Chanukah, and then the two Sundays afterwards of Chanukah itself, we're going to have a little bit of a break, and then return back at Asar B'Teves, having a special program I hope to let you guys know about.